This is All Things Considered on WKAR. I'm Sophia Salaby. There's now less than a week until the presidential election, and officials are bracing for record turnout. The city of Lansing is training hundreds of new election workers to help those voters cast their ballots on November 3rd. Chief Deputy City Clerk Brian Jackson led one of those trainings for about 50 new poll workers in a large, socially distanced room at Lansing's South Washington Election Unit.
The voters, no matter what they look like, what they smell like, any issues, they may come in angry and hot. We are there to help them through the process.
Jackson describes the expectations for them on Election Day by alluding to a Detroit legend.
We're looking for you to show that respect. So I think about Aretha Franklin, that great hit, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And if you keep that in mind during this very long day, That's really critical.
About half of the 600 election workers the city will have on November 3rd have never done the job before. City Clerk Chris Swope says they have a lot to learn from election law to how to handle equipment, but they will be prepared to help voters cast their ballots safely and securely.
We have experienced people that we are putting with newer people so that we can make sure that they get that understanding.
Over the course of the training, new workers asked plenty of questions, but one topic came up a few times.
I am a little bit concerned with voter intimidation and how I would respond to that, how we are expected to respond to that.
That's Elizabeth Wheeler, one of the new poll workers. President Donald Trump has asked his supporters to go to the polls and watch very carefully. That has raised concerns about potential voter intimidation.
Even if we do witness it, how we're reporting that and how our concerns are being taken seriously and how those individuals may be dealt with.
Much of the anxiousness surrounding Election Day also comes after federal and state authorities revealed they thwarted an alleged plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer and storm the state capitol. Bernadette Friedrich says it's come up when she's talked with her family about being an election worker.
Michigan has some very excited people. And I'm not afraid, but there's obviously a concern that something could happen at a polling station.
Tom Douglas says he won't be surprised, but he's also not worried if things get tense on November 3rd.
Being a black man in America, I've been put in situations where I've had to have those conversations, so it wouldn't be something that would be the first time for me.
Deputy City Clerk Brian Jackson says poll watchers are a part of the election process.
We have no secrets other than the code to the tabulator. Everything else is a very open process.
He says each precinct will have a poster out explaining what poll watchers can and can't do.
Anyone can come in to see what is going on. And the chair would designate an area like, look, you can be around here and you won't be anyone's way, but you can see how things are going on and things are going smoothly. Or not going smoothly.
No one knows exactly what will happen on Election Day. But if there's one thing that every poll worker I talked to wanted to share to Michiganders, it was this simple message.
The only important thing is people get out and vote.
This is your one time to really have a voice.
Do your part and make sure your voice is heard.
Get out there and get to those polls.
That was Paul Teslowitz, Elizabeth Wheeler, Tom Douglas, and Annie Nora Smith, all first-time poll workers. And for WKAR News, I'm Sophia Salaby.